This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Every few weeks, KUOW's Elizabeth Austin brings us poetry from a Pacific Northwest writer. Elizabeth, it's great to have you back. And who do you have for us today?
Well, I've brought you a couple of brand new poems by J.W. Marshall. They're from a handset letterpress chapbook of poems that he co-produced with his wife, the poet Christine Deevil, and it's called Work Together, and they read from that book at a recent Seattle Arts and Lectures event.
Okay, I feel like I know these people's names. Are they connected to Open Books, the store in Wallingford?
They are the co-owners of Open Books, yes.
Poetry-only store.
Exactly.
Oh, wonderful.
And so that's part of the wordplay in the title of the chapbook, Work Together, because they do work together. And this chapbook contains poems by both of them. And we'll hear a couple of Christine's poems another time.
So what really caught you about these particular poems that you brought in today? What about them?
Well, these poems are great examples of one of the things that I really appreciate about poetry, which is that it slows me down. And not only that, it helps me notice things from another perspective.
Okay, so what perspective do we get from this first poem?
The bus rider's view. In this case, a pair of bus riders. So here's J.W. Marshall introducing his poem of our good fortune.
There was a nice shout out for bus riding, as there always should be. Poem for our good fortune. We've got the charm of companionship in our pockets on this bus. We've seen the cat in a cat carrier produce its head and look around like a conniving baby. Seen a fellow's wallet almost swallowed in a seat sent folding up to let a wheelchair rider get strapped in. Seen the befuddled traveler have the wallet tossed back with an admonition from an elderly woman, "You got to watch your own sh**." Young man, watch your own sh**. We've heard the cough that could be heard inside a forest being felled. We've heard a plastic pack of donuts successfully resist a 12-minute attempt to open it. We've whispered to each other, "Do not step even once in the stream between the seats." Darling, in the bus sometimes it seems our minds are contents of a single bubble. It's like we're saying simultaneously, "Smell this rose, it's peachy. Yes, I did already, and it is."
That's J.W. Marshall reading Poem of Our Good Fortune, recorded for Seattle Arts and Lectures. And Elizabeth Austin, clearly the audience has ridden the bus as well. So many great images. And in fact, doesn't that really capture how most of us feel on the bus?
Right. The sounds, the smells, the possible textures that we might want to avoid.
Oh, it's great. Well, so what's the next poem?
The next one slows us down a little bit more. It takes us down to the pedestrian's pace and to that perspective. It's set in Wallingford, where J.W. Marshall lives, and it's called 50th and Sunnyside.
For those of you in Wallingfordians, because not only are we riding bus, we're walking. We don't own a car anymore. Someone stole it. And that was actually good. As pedestrians, though, I'm a grumpy pedestrian. Watch out, drivers. 50th and Sunnyside. On the corner, there's a button that, when pushed, eventually sends traffic a red light, should you want to cross. Just because no cars are coming, you don't have to cross a street. Even when you're wet and grim and cold, you don't have to. And if you've pushed the button and drivers have stopped their cars, you don't have to walk. Standing there is how the pedestrian runs a light. Show your hands, palms up, like you're offering a length of rope, which is the universal symbol for, "Excuse my failure to act correctly." Your face should indicate you lost control.
It's
So that grumpy pedestrian was J.W. Marshall reading 50th and Sunnyside, and the poem was recorded during a reading he gave at Seattle Arts and Lectures. Now, Elizabeth, all I can picture is some guy standing there giving the poetic finger to everybody in a car that's coming by going, "Walk already."
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, what's wonderful about these poems is obviously you can enjoy them just for the surface meaning of them, but they both work really as metaphors. I think about the couple on the bus. That's a lovely metaphor for life and about how we can choose to go through life. And the idea of turning the tables on the driver as the pedestrian, figuring out what power you do have, it's really artfully, cleverly done.
And I think another one last thing that it made me think about is the fact that poetry can be funny. A lot of people have a mistaken impression that it's always something really serious.
Yes, I would love to dispel once and for all that misimpression.
So at least J.W. Marshall will make us laugh. And this is from, again, his chapbook.
Yes, it's called Work Together, and it's new poems by J.W. Marshall and his wife, the poet Christine Deevil.
Well, our thanks very much to Seattle Arts and Lectures for sharing that recording. Can't wait to hear Christine Deevil's work. You're going to find information about J.W. Marshall's other work at our website, kuw.org. And as always, Washington State Poet Laureate Elizabeth Austin, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Marcy.
This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.